I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Alrighty, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell on this end, Alex Curie on the other end, and we've got you covered all the way in between. Alex.
What's up, Scott?
Did you, so there's of course a documentary out on Tiger Woods. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet, but
it's just came out.
Yeah.
And you know, I've already watched Netflix.
Right? Like seen the full, all of it. You finished it during COVID?
Yeah, so I'm up to speed on everything. So the minute something comes out new, I'm all.
Yeah, you're on it. Yeah. Did you see it then?
Yeah.
Does it do a good job of kind of the, and what is it? Is it kind of focused on his career or just everything?
Okay. It's in multiple episodes. So the first episode, you know, dropped. And most of it's kind of the making of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
So a lot
the 4-year-old video of him on the Tonight Show and everything.
And it's got Bob Hope and it's got Jimmy Stewart and he's on the Merv Griffin Show.
He's
a cute little kid that says he's got to go to the bathroom. Basically, is all that comes out of the interview. There's so many things about it, but one of them was. So I had an endorsement arrangement with Nike when I was playing football.
Yeah.
And it was a monetary endorsement, right? And they said, "We're sorry, we're going to take away the monetary endorsement and we're putting everything we have
into this kid
Tiger Woods."
Wow. And this is like late 90s. You're going.
Yes, like 1996.
Who is this? Like, I've never heard of him.
Whatever.
Yeah,
that's a dumb move. It's like, and you're Nike. You're not even in golf,
right?
Right. You know. And just
by
like,
the way, in retrospect, best move ever by them. I mean, it's like well, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods,
right? And that's what they say. They go, we're looking for the next Michael Jordan. You know, and I guess I didn't fit the bill.
I don't know why. How on earth, though, like, would you like?
It was fascinating, though.
What a gamble to think we're looking for the next Michael Jordan, and we're gonna find him in this old guy sport. I mean, that's what it was growing up, Scott.
Well, it was a very
it was a
nationality,
chubby old white guy. Yes.
A bunch of white, old, white, rich people.
Yes, and that was the thing. Is like, okay, so that's the Michael Jordan. There's just no way that would be what you mean. Who it would end up being?
But it comes out in the documentary, and he said, "Look, I really want to turn golf on its ear. There are golf courses I'm not allowed to play on."
That's insane. That's in the 90s. You know?
Right.
It's like, how on earth would, you know, to think that we've come this far. And to think, too, you know, the 4.5 lifetimes that he's lived since that moment when he was, at Stanford, you know, coming up and about to win the Masters in the mid, you know, 90s to now, how far he's come to. Just, again, all the weirdness that's gone on in his life since then. It's insane.
Well,
that's pretty cool to watch. I'm excited to see it because I'm
the thing that
fascinated
I came,
by
yeah,
guys
the
like
thing
him.
That I came away from it was it really his dream? Like, I'm sure he loved golf and all that, but it felt like more of what his father
something
wanted.
Something that Earl wanted for him, yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, he wanted him to be like, you know, a Muhammad Ali or a Mahatma Gandhi, someone who changed the world.
He kind of has been, though, right? I mean,
He
sort of fell off that path, you know, in 2008, 2009.
Well, that's the fun part about the whole documentary, Alex, is it goes through all of this, like, stuff and his rise and him holding the four major championships at one time. And then they cut to – they have this woman who's kind of sitting down, and she kind of settles into a chair. And she goes, what are we talking about?
Oh, boy.
And that ends it. And you're like, oh, this is going to get interesting.
So it's Elon then.
No, because he's already met her and married her.
Oh, you're talking about some of the extra curriculars.
The ones that got the golf club thrown through the window of the vehicle.
That was like in your old neighborhood, too.
It was.
Like, could you place yourself – could you drive to that place right now if I said, hey, take me to that – take me to that fire hydrant.
Well, you couldn't get in, but yeah.
Right. Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. To think how far that he's come. So I'm interested in that. What's the name of the documentary?
Tiger.
All right.
And it's not Tiger King either. It's just Tiger.
No.
Just, right? It's a difference.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of which one is like, which one has more scandal in it. You know what
I mean?
Like,
Tiger is going to get Tiger King-ish here in a few minutes.
It's like kind of a dead heat between Tiger and Tiger King right now. There's no like, I guess there's no... I mean, he's the Carol Baskin and the Tiger King all in one. Like he's all the characters. He's the protagonist and the antagonist all in the same thing.
Yep.
Lots going on.
Anyways, hey, fascinating.
I'm interested in that stuff. I love anything that just the history of where these things come from. Like you think you know the story too. That's one of those stories. I think of Tiger Woods and exactly where I was when I heard the story, you know, when you heard what happened, when you heard that there's helicopter, you know, video of this this crashed SUV and the alleged beating with a golf club by his wife and all these things that are going on. I remember it was right after Thanksgiving and I was at my sister's house and I'm watching this thing and I'm just entranced. I'm like, this is Tiger Woods, man. And honestly, there's that weird part of you that goes, oh man, is he going to be ready for the Masters in April? Like you're like, but he's going to come back and still be the guy, and he really hasn't. I mean, he has made a bit of a comeback, but there's OJ. I think about like where you were when you found it, when you heard certain things about these guys like OJ. Like I remember where I was for
remember the Kennedy assassination? Where you?
No, I don't go back that far, Scotty. But
9/11.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah, like those things, these massive events, they're covered so much.
Well, it's such a shock because these are amazing athletes. I mean, these are generation. They're like best of all time kind of athletes, and to see the very human side of them and to see the fall, because that's where it was for Tiger. And it's a question I really think is was it really his dream? Because it's almost like he self-sabotaged himself out of becoming, you know, some people might argue that he's not the greatest golfer of all time. And you just wonder if he just didn't do that, like subconsciously just derailed basically his whole opportunity to win more majors than Jack Nicklaus and really become the greatest of all time.
5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Jazz up 106-75 in Cleveland. Everybody having a game. It's a good one for the Jazz. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. Their game tomorrow, though, has been postponed. We'll talk about that as well. Dave McCann from KSL5 Television going to join us next. He's our in-house BYU historian. He's going to tell us historically where this BYU team lands now that they've gotten that final ranking, where they are historically among the great teams in BYU history. Stay with us after news, traffic, and weather on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.